Today, I want to talk to you about moving from breakthrough to the victory and the role of God's favor in doing this. It's imperative for everyone who wants their lives to matter that we understand that we've got to move from victory to breakthrough, but also that we need God's favor to do this. And God's favor is not for those who feel strong. It's for those who know they're not. Hi, I'm Arlene Westeroff, and welcome to the Prophesy Impact Podcast, the podcast for those who want more. More of walking out your calling with God, more of knowing His ways through hearing His voice, and more of Him being able to use you to impact your world. The teaching and interviews on the Prophesy Impact Podcast will give you a unique perspective about the times we're living in and about what you need to do so that you can position yourself for impact. Now, before I start, I want to let you know about a prophetic word of mine that I wrote especially for you. It's about what we are being shaken out of and what God is shaking us into. And it's important for everyone who wants their lives to have an impact. And you can download this prophetic word free from my website, arlenewesterhoff.com/2021. So I'd really encourage you to do that. Now, today, I want to talk to you about God's favor on our lives. It's an imperative for everyone who wants their lives to matter and have an impact. Now, this favor is not for those who feel strong. It's especially for those who know they're not. Now, for many years, many of us have been hearing, we have to think big. It's no longer, however, enough to simply think big. We have to start to think differently. A few years ago, the Elijah List, a prophetic newsletter that reaches 150,000 people, published a prophetic word of mine that I'd released through the Netherlands Prophetic Council. And in it I wrote, "In our current paradigm, we still make a distinction between those with a kingly anointing, or marketplace ministers, and those with a priestly anointing, those in full-time traditional ministry. We make that distinction also between those who are called to pray and those who are called to go and to do. This dividing line, however, is being blown to bits as God starts to raise up a new breed of people on the earth, the king priests. And these king priests will be those who are called to both pray and to do. And Jesus is our example." In Zechariah chapter 6, verse 13, in the New Living Translation, it says, "Then he will receive royal honor, and he will rule as king from his throne. He'll also serve as priest from his throne, and there will be perfect harmony between his two roles." I love that. Jesus rules as both king and he serves as priest from the same throne. And those two roles are in perfect harmony. And that's what he wants for us too, that we would know how to rule and reign as king, but also to serve. I love to say, actually, that God calls us to rule with the heart of a servant, but he calls us to serve with the heart of a king. Now, apostles and priests are going to be raised up who have the wisdom and strategy and grace to mentor and disciple people who can lead corporations as CEOs, as entrepreneurs, as heads of communities, heads of state, and even nations. And apostles and prophets are not just going to plant and build churches in this new age, but they will have the structures for managing and rebuilding ruined cities and nations. And prophets are going to serve in government, and they'll help to structure educational policy. This year, I wrote back then, will mark the beginning of the church's finest hour. While the world sinks into panic as the economic crisis worsens globally and great social unrest is unleashed, the church, with a new breed of priest-king in place, will shine and will finally be able to walk in the kingdom authority and power that God has always intended it to have. We talked in one of my earlier podcasts about how when God wanted to do something different, something so completely new that the world had never seen it before, he called Abraham to leave everything and to follow him. This new thing that he did through Abraham was to create a new group of people, the Jews. And the Jews had the mandate to declare God's love and his name in word and deed to all the nations, to all the world. And the new race, the king priests that God is raising up at this time, has the same assignment, to declare his love and his name and his power in word and through our actions. This is called the gospel of the kingdom. Now, in order to fulfill God's heart and will for our lives, we're going to have to adopt new paradigms and new ways of seeing and doing things if we're going to walk out our mandate as the gospel of the kingdom people. God is calling us to shift our thinking because the ways in which we did things in the past are no longer adequate to meet the challenges that we and our societies are now facing. One of the first paradigms that we're going to have to adopt, a new paradigm, is that breakthrough or revival is not the victory. Breakthrough is simply a position from which we advance towards the victory. And what is the victory? It is a reformation and the transformation of our nations and our lives. In January 2010, during a period when our church was fasting and praying for 40 days, the Lord gave me a vision which illustrates this change in mindset that we need to make. And in this vision, I saw many believers, people I knew, our generation, standing on the border between the wilderness and the promised land. We were celebrating. We'd made it through the wilderness. We'd made it through those 40 years of wilderness wandering, and we were ecstatic. We worshiped and we praised God, and signs and wonders just flowed. We spent time admiring the promised land from the border and taking it all in, and even talking about how wonderful life would be now that we had reached the promised land. I was surprised, however, when the Lord let me see the border several years later. We built memorials there to commemorate the great works of God that we were walking in. And also many churches had been planted, and some were even thriving still. But the people were still on the border. And the Lord let me, in my dream, see the same scene about 70 years later. And the churches were there. The memorials were there. In the end, a whole generation lived and died on the border without ever entering the promised land. We had confused breakthrough with victory and had failed to enter and occupy the land. And this is a cautionary word that God is speaking to all of us in this new season that we're in. God is saying to the church at this time, it's time to cross over now and to move forward from breakthrough to victory. It's time to take the land. This podcast is called Prophesy Impact. And in order to have our lives matter or have impact, we have to have God's favor. This is key. Now, the word favor means to have someone's approval or support, especially from one who is superior in rank or strength. Now, there's something that I've got to say right at the outset of us talking about God's favor, and that is that we don't get the favor of God that leads to lasting impact through our own efforts. It's God initiated as we spend time with him in the upper room. If you haven't listened to my earlier podcast called I Hear the Spirit of the Lord Say, It's Time to the Upper Room, then you really need to. Encountering God in the upper room is the key to everything. Now, Jacob, he encountered God at a place called Peniel and had a wrestling match with the angel of the Lord. In Genesis 32, verse 30, we read, Jacob called the name of that place Peniel, saying, I have seen God from face to face, and my life is preserved. Hundreds of years later, God gave the following blessing to be spoken out over Israel. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Now, especially that phrase, the Lord make his face shine upon you. When I read that, I can't help but think about Moses, who, after his encounter with the Lord, his face shone so brightly that the people were afraid to look at him, and he had to put a veil over his face. Moses' encounter with God left his face shining. Jacob, however, had an encounter with God that left him with a limp for the rest of his life. What am I trying to say here? It's that favor shows up in different ways, and that often there's a cost to having God's favor on our lives. The favor in Moses' life was different from the favor in Abraham's life and Joseph's life. Why? Because their assignments were different. Moses' assignment was to deliver the nation and the people of Israel from Egypt, and it was also to confront the spiritual principality, Egypt, that was oppressing Israel. This was one of the reasons why the favor on Moses' life showed up differently than it did from the favor on Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Joseph's life. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph, they all had stories and testimonies about the miraculous power of God showing up for them personally. It had to do with personal miracles. However, the miracles that God performed through Moses are on a completely different scale. Nothing like what God was asking Moses to do had ever been done before. Moses was familiar with power. After growing up in Egypt, he knew what he'd be up against when God told him to confront Pharaoh and the demonic power behind Pharaoh's throne. But Moses had not yet seen the superior power of God on display. This was where Moses had to step out into radical obedience. And as Moses stepped out into radical obedience to God, he received a revelation of God like no one before had ever done. And if our lives are going to matter to those around us, if our lives are going to have impact, there are some things that we need to know about God's favor. Number one, Moses' radical obedience created a landing strip for God's favor on his life. And our radical obedience to God will do the same. Radical obedience always gives priority to what God has said. Moses received his commission at the burning bush, and God's promise with him was, "I will certainly be with you." And it was Moses' willingness to follow God on his own terms, God's terms, that was what was necessary for God to trust him with his amazing assignment. It was the same with Abraham. God called him to leave everything he knew and to follow him. And it is the same for us today. It is our radical obedience to what God shows us and calls us to that will create the landing strip for his favor to show up in our lives. And his word to us today is the same as it was to them. I will certainly be with you. The second thing that we need to know about God's favor is that it was given, and it still is, with a specific purpose in mind. Favor always goes along with an assignment. Now, I have to smile when I think about the fact that Joseph's assignment was to lead Israel into Egypt and Moses' assignment was to lead Israel out. Like Abraham, both of these men went through testing that prepared them to carry God's favor on their lives and to fulfill their assignments. If you're in a time of testing right now as you're listening to this, this should encourage you. Your testing is preparing you for something greater. The third thing we need to know about God's favor is that it will provoke others to jealousy. It's a reality that began back in the Garden of Eden with Cain and Abel. But we also see it with Jacob and Esau and David and Saul. The enemy hates God's favor resting on his people. However, even though this is the case, we cannot let that deter us from pursuing the presence of God and his favor. When we pursue the glory and the intimacy with our Creator that we were created for, it creates the perfect conditions for God to rise up and to judge his enemies. And finally, Fourthly, God's favor is not for those who feel strong. I said that at the beginning of this podcast, and I'm going to say it again. It's for those who know they're not. Moses had tried to do things in his own strength and had failed miserably before God encountered him. Jacob was a deceiver, and Abraham had lied several times, not once, but several times, about Sarah being his wife because he was afraid. However, in every single one of these men's lives, their encounters with God marked them and changed their lives forever. And it also allowed them to leave a legacy that is still being felt by us today. And so, as I conclude, what's my point? It doesn't matter how you're feeling today. God wants to reveal himself to you. I pray now for a life-changing encounter, Lord, for all of us. Also pray for a new clarity in hearing your voice and a new boldness in stepping out in obedience for everyone listening. And Father, I pray this now in the name of Jesus. Amen. You know, even as I'm praying, I'm just sensing that the Lord is telling me that there are those of you who are listening who never had, you know, the confirmation and affirmation that you needed to step out in boldness. But you know what? That is all part of God's preparation process for you. And next week, I'm going to talk about some of the prophetic preparation processes that God takes us through and how we can keep believing in the fulfillment of his promises in our lives when everything seems to go haywire. So be sure to join me next week. And for now, I want to thank you for taking the time to join me on the Prophesy Impact podcast. Whatever stage of life you're at in your life right now, God wants you to know there is more. It's his time for you, and it's his time to prophesy impact. If you've enjoyed today's show, please take the time to subscribe, rate, and review it on iTunes, Spotify, or Google Play. I also want to invite you to subscribe to my Arlene Westerhoff YouTube channel. The content that I put on that channel is different from the content of this podcast, but it's also meant to build you up and to position you for the more that God has for you. For those of you who want to see more impact through your life in 2021, I've written that important prophetic word that I talked about at the beginning of this podcast. So please go to my website, arlenewesterhoff.com/2021 and download it. And finally, don't forget to order my book, Impact, Prophesy, and Change the World. It's available on Amazon. Thank you again for joining me, and I look forward to having you join me the next time on Prophesy Impact.